message.
We are all writing an autobiography with the lives that we lead. The decisions we make, the actions we take, the habits we cultivate, they all form the narrative of who we are. Our life stories continue to unfold day by day through the ways we choose to spend our hours and the energy that we put into our pursuits. So, how would you describe your life? Are you living a story of adventure and risk-taking, or does your autobiography read more like one who is committed to the quieter chapters of domestic life, raising children, tending a garden, building a career step by step? Perhaps your narrative is that of someone singularly devoted to a passion or a cause. No autobiography is inherently better than another. A life of volunteerism and selflessness can be just as profound as one of artistic genius. A tale of business success equates to neither more nor less than an epic love story that spans decades. The quality of our life story is not found in its genre or its scope, but in how vividly and purposefully we live it. The biggest challenge is that most of us are not aware of the fact that we are the authors of these autobiographies. Many of us live as if we are simply characters in another story, instead of the author of our own. We live by default instead of design, just caught in the current and reacting to circumstances instead of shaping our experiences in a cohesive narrative. And this leads to us feeling that our lives are unintentional, dispersed, and unsatisfying. Many of us fall into the trap of living by someone else's narrative. We unconsciously take on the stories projected onto us by societal expectations, family voices, cultural norms, etc. Rather than owning our own identity, we play conforming roles in other people's tales about how we should live. We must take radical responsibility for the autobiography we are writing. We have to realize that we are the authors of our own experience and not just characters written into a story that we did not choose. No matter what has happened up until now, today we can start putting pen to paper and intentionally creating the story we want to live. Now, this does not mean that everything will unfold precisely according to plan, free of any unexpected obstacles and plot twists, but we will be viewing life as authors instead of passive protagonists buffeted by external events beyond our control. We will be consciously crafting the narrative around our vision, values, and deepest priorities. As authors, we get to decide the major themes and driving motivations for our lives. We get to choose the setting and the cast of supporting characters. We can take personality traits and amplify or diminish them on the page as we wish. We have the power to pursue adventurous story arcs that push our growth or seek out gentle storylines filled with peace and stability. Taking 100% responsibility for our lives, that allows us to write more empowering narratives than the resigned, limited, or inauthentic ones society might have us follow. We can recast ourselves as heroes, undertaking an epic journey of meaning and purpose, rather than as lukewarm bystanders just watching life pass us by. We now hold the pen, so we get to imbue our days with the color, excitement, and significance that we crave. So reclaim your authorial authority today. Start writing an autobiography of your own design, an epic saga where you are the hero that always emerges victorious.